Shavuotov. This is a re-recording of the shiur that we had on Shabbos Parshas Noach. We're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis and Aleph. We didn't get terribly far. We had some good conversations instead. Let's see at least what we did get done. So the previous series of Mishnayos dealt with a woman's chazaka, that she is a besula, and circumstances which might undermine that chazaka. There is no presumed status that she is a besula, and therefore the husband has no right to expect that she is a besula. Now we get a Mishnah which really stands on its own. It's just one Mishnah with the Gemara on it, and then after that the Mishnayos are going to move in a different direction. And this Mishnah talks about the Ksuba and Yichus, special lineage. Normally we understand that the Ksuba has nothing to do with one's lineage. The Ksuba is 200 zuz for a besula, 100 zuz if a woman has been married before, and that's it. As was noted today in the shiur, we saw in a previous Mishnah, 100 zuz if she's been married before fully, that she had nisuin. If the marriage ended after erusin, then the Ksuba is indeed 200 zuz. So Mishnah says, our Mishnah says that actually lineage may well play a role. Achas amanas Yisrael ve'achas amanas kohanim or kohen ksuba samana. Our Mishnah begins 8 lines up or so from the bottom of Yud Beis Nimed Aleph of 12a. Whether a woman who is an almana, a widow, or in general not on her first marriage, whether she is from a family of Yisraelim, whether she's from a family of kohanim, doesn't make a difference. The ksuba is 100 zuz. That's what we had understood. That's what we thought all along. Yichus is completely irrelevant. Then, though, the Mishnah says, Beis Din Shel Kohanim, a Beis Din of Kohanim, and we'll explain what that means, what this Beis Din of Kohanim is in a little bit, but the Beis Din of Kohanim, Hayu Govin LeBesula Arba Meo Zuz, they would collect for a Besula, a Ksuba of 400 Zuz, V'lo Michu B'yadam Chachamim, and the Chachamim did not protest, and the Tosus Yom Tov commenting on the Mishnah says what that means is, this is indeed considered appropriate, that the Besula should get 400 Zuz. So, What exactly was this Beis Din of Kohanim? What are we talking about here? So the Sheet of Mekubetzes quotes from the Gaona, and I put it on the source sheet. Beis Din Shel Kohanim. Pirush Batei Dinin Ha'omdin Be'ir HaKohanim. We know that they had cities that were populated by Kohanim. The classic example is Nob, the city of the Kohanim in Sefer Shmuel. But also, you may remember one of the kinos that was said on Tisha B'Av every year. Includes a list of 24 shifts of the Kohanim and the cities where they lived. So the Beis Din of Kohanim is is not just one Beis Din, but the Batei Din, the courts, Ha'omdin Be'ir HaKohanim, which stood in the cities of the Kohanim, Behem Chaf Gimel, they had 23 judges, Kederach Shukovim Beis Din Shel Yisrael, Chaf Gimel B'chol Ir Ve'ir, just like if you read the Mishnah in the beginning of Sanhedrin, they were supposed to have Batei Din of 23 judges in every city. A Beis Din of 3 judges handles low-level issues, a Beis Din of 23 judges handles capital cases, and certain very serious matters. So the Batei Din in cities of the Kohanim said, you know what? Where we are, 400 zuz for a besula who is from a family of Kohanim. Why? We're going to get to in the Gemara. What this is all about, we'll get to in the Gemara. However, Tosus raises a problem. What do you mean? You just said it's going to be 400 zuz. You have a ksuba document. Did the ksuba say 400 zuz, or did the ksuba not say 400 zuz? So Tosus explains, and the Rashba says this as well, that we're talking about where there is nothing written in the ksuba. Maybe he didn't even have a written ksuba. We'll see further along in the Gemara that in those days there were places where they didn't write a ksuba. Even though the word ksuba means written, nonetheless, the commitment existed as a verbal commitment. So their practice was that they said it's a condition set by Beis Din. This is the way we do things. The besula gets 400 zuz for her ksuba if she's from the family of Kohanim. So the Gemara on this is an example of market manipulation meeting free market economics. We begin with a braisa that seems to contradict the Mishnah. Tana, we learned, 5 lines up from the bottom. Almanas Kohanim ksuba sa masayim. An almana who is from the family of Kohanim, her ksuba is 200 zuz. right? Unlike our Mishnah said it is 100 zuz, whether she's an almana who is from Yisraelim or from Kohanim. This Brisa says 200 zuz. So the Gemara says, "Va'anan t'nan achas almanas Yisrael ve'achas almanas Kohanim ksubas almana." What do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah said it is 100 zuz. So Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi explains this was a historical progression. Shtei takanos havu. There were actually two enactments that were made. First one enactment, and then it was changed to a second one, and then they came around to our Mishnah's policy. Meikara, initially, takinu lebesula arba meozuz, ula mana mana. At first, they said, a besula who is from a family of Kohanim should get 400 zuz. An amana, she gets 100 zuz. That was the way they initially set things up. Kevan da chazu de mezalzli behu. Then they saw that they, we don't know who they are, were degrading them. We don't know who them are. Takinu lehu masan. We don't even know what the degrading was. Takinu lehu masan. They said, make it 200 zuz for the almana. So what in the world are we talking about? So first of all, the idea of saying the ksuba should be 400 zuz for a besula is a statement that you want to marry a woman from a family of Kohanim. We're special. We have high status. You're going to have to pay more in order to do that. So initially they said, normally it's 200 for a besula, 100 for an almana. Now it's going to be 400 for the besula, and they kept it as 100 for the almana. But that led to zilzul. So what exactly was the zilzul? So we read the top Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Beis. I'm summing it up now, but you can see it there. The top Rashi says the issue was easy divorce. They didn't take it so seriously. Remember that the goal of the ksuba money in the first place is supposed to be to prevent whimsical divorce. It's going to cost you something. And now they said, it's only 100 zuz. We can take it. Now, you might then ask, as in fact was asked during the shiur, but everybody's ksuba for an almana is 100 zuz. That's true for Yisraelios also. Wouldn't they be degraded as well? So Rashi says, yes, but it was a bigger degradation for families of Kohanim. And I think this goes back to cultural reality in terms of why people divorced. Even though, as we discussed in the Shir, the Mishnah at the end of Gittin has three different views about what is grounds for divorce, and the possibility is there that anything basically could be grounds for divorce, depending on which view you follow. Nonetheless, historical reality is that divorce was often a signal that there was some kind of suspicion of infidelity. And so, for families of Kohanim, this was a zilzul. This was a tremendous stain on their reputation as Kohanim. As opposed to for everybody else who just basically rolled with it. That's the way Rashi understands it. So Rashi says that when the ksuba for the almana was only 100 zuz, they were divorced easily, and that was shameful. And so, they changed it and says, it's gonna cost you 200 zuz now. The Tosfo says, I don't know what you're talking about. It's the top Tosfos Kevan on Yud Beis Amud Beis. He says, I don't know what you're talking about. You would have known that was going to happen from the beginning. I could have told you that was going to happen. You made the enactment and then you realized it? That doesn't make any sense. So he says, that's not the issue. Rather, the issue was that that people declined to marry them in the first place. People declined to marry, men declined to marry the Kohanot, who were on their second marriage and further, because the ksuba was lower. Since the ksuba was only 100 zuz, they said, you know what? I could marry a besuli Yisraelis if I want to do that. But also, it was considered degrading to marry her if the ksuba is only 100 zuz. Now, again, the question was asked in the shiur. But then, I don't understand. The same thing should be true for the almana who's a Yisraelis. But I think the issue here is one of framing and perspective. And I gave an example in the shiur, and it's a little bit crass, but I think it actually makes a lot of sense. You walk into a clothing store. You walk into a clothing store, and you see that there are ties out there on the rack, and the ties cost $20. So you look at it and say, okay, I guess that's, market for a tie. And you pay $20 and you get yourself a tie. But if you walk into the store and you see that you have ties that are listed at $20, and next to them there are ties that are listed at $100, then you start to ask yourself, what's wrong with these $20 ties? Are they not in style anymore? Are they poor material? Is there something wrong? Are they stained in some way? Is there something wrong with these ties that they're only $20? So you start making a comparison. And I think the same thing is true in this case. It's one thing when a besula is 200 zuz and an amana is 100 zuz. So that they'd be more understanding of. When the ksuba is 400 for a besula and 100 for the woman who's already on her second or third marriage, you look at it and say, 400 to 100? That's quite the come down. I'm not going to be willing to marry. And the result was that the almanos were having trouble getting married. That's the way Tosfos frames what the zilzal was, what the degradation was. So that was the failure of the first enactment. So they said it's going to be 200 zuz instead. We're at the end of the top line on Yudbeis and Midbeis on 12b. Kaven dechazu dekaparshin minayhu. So then they saw that people weren't marrying the almanos at all. Meaning they weren't marrying them because the ksuba was too low. Now they're not going to marry them because the ksuba is too high. They said, look, for 200 zuz, I could marry a besula who's a Yisraelis. And remember, in their culture, they really valued marrying a besula. So therefore, ahadrinu limelsayhu. So they went back to what's in our Mishnah, that it should be 100 zuz. Faced with that problem, they went back to 100 zuz, and there were batei din of kohanim who had 400 zuz for a besula. That's the way things progressed. So the Braisa was discussing things in an earlier stage. When the Braisa said 200 zuz for the almana, that was what it was like after the initial takana, after the initial enactment, but then they ended up with 100 like our Mishnah. Okay. So now we look at the issue of this Beis Din Shel Kohanim, which is collecting 400 zuz on behalf of a besula, and talk about the possibility that it wasn't just among the Kohanim that happened. It also could have happened among the Miyuchasos, people of great lineage. And specifically, we're talking about where the wife comes from, a family with great lineage. Remember, it's important to understand what Yichus meant to them. Yichus for them did not mean you have a cousin who is a big Torah scholar, who has, you know, community standing, whatever it is. That's not what we're talking about. Yichus for them meant that they could document in their family that the marriages had been legitimate, that there were no mamzerim in them, that there were no shady relationships. Everything was on the up and up. So the Beis Din could say, you want to be able to marry into a family with that kind of lineage, you're going to have to pay a higher ksuba. That's what we're about to see. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda says, quoting Shmuel, lo Beis Din shel Kohanim bilvad amru. Not only could the Beis Din of Kohanim do this on their behalf, ela filu mishpachas hamiyuchasos biYisrael, but also the families with that kind of lineage. Imratzu lasas kedar shakohanim osin. If they wanted to do as the Kohanim did, they could do it as well. So the Gemara says, really? I have a Braisa that seems to say no. It's only Kohanim who do this. Meisvei, Braisa says, Harotza lasus kedor shakohanim osin. If you want to do as the Kohanim do, to charge more, kigon, bas Yisrael, a Kohen, ubas Kohen li Yisrael, like a case where it's a bas Yisrael who has great yichus and she's going to marry a Kohen, or a bas Kohen who's going to marry a Yisrael and she's going to say, you know, I'm from a family of Kohanim. Osin, you're able to do it. But it doesn't say anything about where there's no kahuna, as the Gemara continues. And debraisa, but it says, bas Yisrael lekohen, ubas kohen liyisrael, hu deikat sad kahuna. Where it's a bas Yisrael is marrying a kohen, or it's the daughter from a family of kohen and was marrying a Yisrael. So there's kahuna. So then they're able to do it. Aval bas Yisrael liyisrael lo. But it doesn't say anything about a regular marriage among Yisraelim where she has yichus that she should be able to do it. So the Gemara says, lo mabaya ka'amar. This is what we call a lo mabaya. Lo mabaya literally means don't ask. And what that means is, we didn't even state the case you don't need to ask about. Lo mabaya bas Yisrael Yisrael. It's not even a question that where she has Yichus, and she's a Yisraelis, and she's marrying a Yisrael, she's able to do this, because she says, I have Yichus. Delo matzi yamar la, aluya kama alinan lich. Because he can't say, I am giving you something by you marrying me as a Kohen. He's not a Kohen. he's a Yisrael, so he is not bringing any special status into the marriage. She is, so certainly she can say 400 zuz. Aval bas Yisrael a kohen. However, if a bas Yisrael is going to marry a kohen, I might have thought maybe not. Dematzi amala, he can say aluye kam alialich. Sure, you come from great lineage. However, now your kids are going to be kohenim. I'm elevating you, amalo. So I might have said that case, she can't demand the 400 zuz. Ka mashmalan, it teaches me that it's not so. There seems to have been some kind of formal structure to this, because I mean, people are always able to demand whatever they want. There doesn't seem to have been any sort of like control system set up for it. You might ask, we also mentioned in the Braisa the Bas Kohen who's marrying a Yisrael, right? Why did you need to mention the case of the Bas Kohen to Yisrael? Obviously, she can charge the 400 zuz in that case. She's from a family of Kohenos. He's not elevating her status at all. So the Ritva says, and the Rashba says, this is what's called a zu ve'in tzarech lomar zu. We mention case X, which we needed to mention, and we say, and this one too, you don't even need to ask about this one, but we are going to mention it, which is kind of funny, because now we're invoking two opposite things. We're saying that we included two cases, we excluded a third. Only one of those cases needed to be mentioned, right? The case in which, the case that we needed to mention is the Bas Yisrael, who's marrying the Kohen. You didn't need to mention Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, but you did. You didn't need to mention Bas Yisrael Li Yisrael, and you didn't. A little bit unclear in terms of why one got included and one got excluded, but that's what we got up to today.